I was born and raised in East Austin and lived in a small home with my parents and five siblings. Well, technically, I was born in West Austin at Brackenridge Hospital, given that the I-35 corridor divides the line east to West Austin. As a young boy, life was pretty simple, and my naive view of the world and surroundings were very confined. Fortunately for me, a huge pecan tree in the backyard of our house offered an opportunity to see beyond life's limitations and daydream of things yet unseen. Every day I'd scurry up that tree and perch on a large branch where I could gaze at treetops, rooftops, and vehicles driving by on the busy 7th Street Bridge overpass half a block behind our house. On November 22, 1963, from atop of that tree, I was able to see President John F. Kennedy's motorcade procession on that overpass during his Texas tour, which began in Austin. The following day, President Kennedy was assassinated. Looking back at that era, sitting atop of that pecan tree didn't simply bring about physical clarity of the world, but I now strongly believe that it may have been the beginning of a new spiritual clearness that would eventually take place in my life. When Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree, he sought physical clarity. Now, I believe at one time or another, all of us have experienced standing in a crowd, trying to look at or look for something or someone special. Such were the circumstances when Jesus walked into the city of Jericho. Zacchaeus took advantage of the opportunity to catch a glimpse of this special person by climbing a sycamore tree for a better view. A sycamore tree of ancient Israel is a species of the fig tree. The fig tree has been represented in many biblical stories from Genesis to the book of Revelations. It is a symbol of strength, protection, reliability, clarity, and peace. The symbolism of a sycamore tree suggests the tree of regeneration and transformation, the tree for the true status and stature as a member of the body of Christ. Jesus, on his way to Jericho, saw Zacchaeus sitting in a sycamore tree and understood the symbolism. He recognized the transformation that was going to take place. Without the sycamore, Zacchaeus wouldn't have been able to see Jesus. So for us Catholics, it's a symbol of a place in our own lives where we're able to have a clear vision of our Savior. Let's look closer at Zacchaeus' experience. It is not coincidental that Zacchaeus is trying to see who Jesus is, as grammatically constructed in verse 3 of today's gospel. It would be easier to write that he was trying to see Jesus. So this person who is trying to see who Jesus is going to reveal who he is by the end of the story. Or perhaps that determination of Zacchaeus' status is going to reveal who Jesus really is. His trying to get a good view of Jesus is literally a verb that means something like seeking or searching, the way someone looks for something that has been lost or is of uncertain location. At that moment, little did Zacchaeus know that the view that was to become crystal clear in his life would be that of repentance that was settling into his heart. My friends, the message and lesson of today's readings are about repentance. Zacchaeus' story is not unlike many of ours and reveals some interesting aspects on seeking God and seeking repentance. In today's first reading, the Book of Wisdom perfectly describes how God helps us realize the virtue of contrition. It reminds us that the Lord overlooks people's sins so that they may repent. God turns his gaze from our sinfulness because he is a lover of souls. Wisdom so eloquently describes that the whole universe is as a drop of morning dew come down upon earth before the Lord. My goodness, as such, how then can we even begin to perceive that in our smallness, God knows and calls each of us so intimately by name? In today's gospel story, it is notable that Jesus looked up and calls Zacchaeus by name, almost as if he had been looking for him on purpose, the way we'd look for Waldo in one of those Where's Waldo pictures. We're happy to find Waldo if we find him. The gospel story doesn't assign an emotion to Jesus during this event, but it does assign one to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus rejoices. Notice that after running, Zacchaeus is going to have a celebration, it seems. He rejoices. During all this, it's probably not a coincidence that all who saw it grumbled. After all, Zacchaeus, who is a chief tax collector and is rich, is also a sinner. The crowd looking upon this occurrence with their eyes cannot see Zacchaeus' transformation with their heart. As a tax collector, he's one of the people who have been coming to Jesus over the objections of the Pharisees and the scribes, a person we might want to think of as found. There's also a sense of urgency in today's gospel story. Zacchaeus runs to the front of the crowd. Jesus tells Zacchaeus to come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. You see, Jesus' time on earth is limited. He is on the way to Jerusalem, where he will soon die. Notice it was not Zacchaeus who invited Jesus to his house for a meal. Jesus invites himself to his house for a meal. But it was Zacchaeus that leaves the door open for this invitation. So now, Zacchaeus stands in all his shortness and makes a declaration about restitution. Half of his property to the poor, and fourfold restitution to anyone that he's wronged. Repentance comes into view. Although Zacchaeus is short in stature, shy in nature, his desire to see and to know God is great. The Bible is filled with stories of people climbing mountains and trees for a clear vision of God. Moses on Mount Sinai, Peter, James, and John on Mount Tabor at the Transfiguration, and today, Zacchaeus atop a sycamore tree. There's a common thread in all these stories: the joy of looking for and finding Jesus through such elevated experiences is great. However, one must always come down and live amongst others, realizing that God is always in our midst. An old adage says that at times, one cannot see the forest for the trees, implying that there's always a bigger picture to be seen. The Zacchaeus in each of us cannot see Jesus because we are short in spiritual stature, and the crowd, especially the crowd of secular humanism, it's not only obstructing our theological views, but it's redefining it. Jesus should always be the focal point that leads us to that bigger picture in life, which is ultimately heaven. Removing the clutter of sin and seeking repentance leads to clarity of eternal life. My friends, that is the big picture. The church offers opportunities to enable us and others toward this path, and we're so blessed for it. Zacchaeus gave of his wealth in an act of repentance. Now, I can imagine Zacchaeus would have contributed toward many charities today, including the Catholic Services Appeal and such support, something that all Catholics are asked to do during this period. Brothers and sisters, we are all on Jericho roads through different, and though different, for each of us. Our Lord pierced Zacchaeus' heart with an act of his amazing grace, so that Zacchaeus is now a blessing to others. God is inviting us to climb that sycamore tree in our lives, above the crowd of unbelief around us, so as to find the place that will make it possible for us to see and respond to his invitation. These days, I don't scurry up trees as in my childhood, but I try to rise above a busy life to imagine and daydream of things unseen. And despite the worldly filter that can often blur the view, the Savior vision remains crystal clear. Where is your sycamore tree?